we've learned that it's not that simple to truly believe that Hashem created us. There's a little bit of paray within us that says, the Nile belongs to me, li yairi, and I created myself, ani asitini. Therefore, we can't skip this step of developing and strengthening the belief and recognition that we were created by Hashem, because if we do, this little bit of kfira, which contradicts the most basic amuna, will remain in our neshamas. Rabbi Rochem, the Mashgiach of Mir in Europe, would say that in every person's neshama, every person's soul, there's a whole zoo. There are lions, there's tigers, there's bears, there's snakes, there's bulls and birds. And without going into how every animal is represented, his point was that us having a guf, having the reality of selfishness and physicality, we share characteristics with the basest of animals. Without addressing those character traits, they'll remain as they are. The truth is that although it seems weird for us that someone would believe they created themselves, and somehow Pari managed to believe that, it's not so distant from those who believe that they were created through evolution, natural processes, without any intelligent design. In essence, those people don't believe that they created themselves, but they believe that it just happened on its own. It's not such a big difference between those two things. Both those beliefs are equally as ridiculous for someone who believes in Hashem. Yet we acknowledge that people who believe in evolution exist, and that belief is a reality we need to deal with in this generation. That belief is nothing more than para evolved, if you excuse the pun. Its source is the same basic fear. Hashem can exist, but he has nothing to do with me. We Baruch Hashem are Maminim, and we believe in Hashem, and we believe that he created us, but at the same way that we need to bring alive and into the open the belief that Hashem exists, and we live with him every moment of our lives, we need to address and develop this basic belief as well. He created us. Often the difficulty we experience with the greater challenges of Amuna and Hashgacha Pratis and feeling real Amuna have their root in the fact that we haven't totally eradicated this issue, and that Paraya inherited to us. And as with many things, the problems that develop later have their source in a much simpler underlying issue. So therefore it's integral that we dedicate time to clarifying and strengthening this Amuna as well. Emuna is a bright light in our neshamas. It chases away the choshech, the darkness, which is confusion. Every aspect of Emuna that we work on and clarify and strengthen, we're shining a light inside, which makes things simpler, makes things clearer and more powerful. There's nothing stronger than Emuna Pshuta, simple Emuna that has the ability to chase away depression, sadness, confusion, anger, and all the emotions that accompany confusion and the darkness of this world. Sometimes we don't even identify the source of our feelings, or we can't pinpoint what it is we need to understand, but more than likely, it is the basics of Amuna that need strengthening. Every time the Chafetz Chaim would want to strengthen his own Amuna, you know what he would do? He would learn through the Parasha of Bereshis. Start from Bereshis Bar Elokim, review Maisa Bereshis. He would learn from a Chumash in a very simple, straightforward manner, translating and imagining every aspect of creation. Now, do you think the Chafetz Chaim had forgotten what was created on the first day or on the fifth day? We might have that problem, and we need our kids' parsha sheets and drawings. So, you know, when were birds created? But the Chafetz Chaim, he didn't have that problem. He had no sfeikas, he had no question or doubts. So why did he learn through Parsha Bereishis again? So the meaning of this possibly is that anytime we feel weakened in any aspect of our Avodas Hashem, whether it's difficult to daven or we're struggling or learn with a smother or to push ourselves to come to learn, understand what we're saying, any of the struggles we struggle with in Avodas Hashem, it's not a problem. The problem doesn't begin with the davening or with the learning or with the midas or with the Shmiras Halashen. The problem lies in the basic and the foundation of everything. Our Amunah needs strengthening. Not that Chas V'Shalom we have doubts and questions, but the clarity, the bright light of Amunah needs to be revived so that it can live in our neshama and be felt in a real way. When there is some weakness in the power of our Amunah, it translates into weakness in davening or learning or any other aspect of serving Hashem.